Good afternoon, everybody. We will continue on with today's Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series media availability with Kyle Busch, driver of the number 18 Snickers Intense Toyota for Joe Gibbs Racing. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless microphone to you. We'll open it up here with Allie and work our way around.
Allie Davidson, NASCAR.com. Obviously, you have success here, but it seems like this turn three, all the drivers this week are kind of saying it's the most underrated turn on the circuit. What is your take on that, and how do you go about handling it? And is, you know, the repavement going to make that much of a difference, you know, on year two?
Yeah, I mean, it's just it's so much different here, turn three, than any other mile and a half we go to. Normally, other places you get to, and you start picking up a little bit of banking before you get into the corner, and here it's so flat all the way down in there before you pick up the banking that, you know, it just has its own characteristics and its own challenges that are tough to deal with, you know, especially in traffic. Restarts are hectic, you know, trying to figure all that out. So it certainly is, you know, they're not wrong. And how you interpret that corner or how you try to decipher that corner is what makes people good here. And I think how you can withstand some of the characteristics that it gives you within your race car, and you kind of either focusing on it and making your car better there will kind of hurt you in other places where you kind of have to take the good with the bad all the way around this place.
Go next to Dustin, then to Lee, then to Claire.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Did Ricky Stenhouse Jr. reach out to you this week? If so, did you communicate? And if so, was it worthwhile or a waste of time?
He did not reach out. I am disappointed that he did not.
Why?
You wipe out half the field, I'm pretty sure there would be a pretty busy Monday for him, but there wasn't. So apparently he just doesn't care.
So does that change how you race him?
I can't worry about people that far back in the field.
Thank you.
We'll go next to Lee.
Lee Spencer, RacingVoice.com. A lot of side drafting that goes on here. How do you prepare for that? How do you know how your car is going to handle in the side draft where you're really not racing side-by-side during practices? How do you figure out how to get your car dialed in specifically for that? Thank you.
I mean, trucks are way more about the side draft and stuff like that. But, you know, cars, whenever you're the guy on the outside, you're trying to hold the guy on the inside tight, and you're just asking for a crash, basically. So, you know, you try to race considerably until the end when it comes down to crunch time, and then it's, you know, it's on. So as far as side drafting guys and whatever and whatnot, I mean, I try not to really worry about those things until you're past your final pit stop. You know, it's just you waste too much time with each other, and you let the guys that you're trying to chase back down and get away, you know. So that's my philosophy.
We'll go to Claire, then to Jason, then to Mark, and then the gentleman in blue.
Claire B. Lang, SiriusXM NASCAR Radio. With a tire dragon on the track, how do you readapt yourself to a different track because of the tire dragon? Or is it not that much different for you, and you can assess, you know, what the conditions are as you practice and race?
The tire dragon is just to help have grip for when we all get on the racetrack, so we're not just skating on ice, that the conditions are relative or at least closer to what we'll race in. You know, if they didn't do that, we'd be wasting 2 50-minute practices trying to practice and being out of the racetrack, and then getting into the race after an Xfinity Series race and the track being entirely different. So at least we're practicing on what we're going to race and in somewhat better conditions. And so, you know, it's definitely beneficial to have that. You know, a lot of guys would argue, why are we tire dragging the groove and not outside the groove? Well, you got to start somewhere. You can't just go out there and crash. But you know, different places ask for different things with the tire dragon or with PJ1 or whatever it might be. Like Michigan, for instance, there's absolutely no reason they need to spend any time in lane two. You got to work on lane one, and you got to work on lane three at Michigan. Don't worry about lane two. That's where we're gonna run. We'll get it. And so, you know, we try to communicate that through our driver council to track executives and NASCAR executives to get it done properly. And here, I think it was communicated right. They keep trying to widen it out. I'm not sure widening it out's going to do a whole lot, except just give you a little bit more fudge room for if you have an issue running side by side.
And on the Ricky Stenhouse Jr., some drivers say, don't even bother to call me after because I know it's over, and then you call and say, oh, I'm sorry. You know, it doesn't do anything. It doesn't change anything. Are you one that feels like that's what you got to do, and that it does make you feel better if someone does that?
If you don't care, then don't reach out, you know. If you did it purposefully, then don't reach out, you know. But if you actually have some remorse and you're apologetic or you need to be, then I tend to reach out. You know, when I make mistakes or when I do things I feel like hindered other drivers, then I always reach out and just say something like, hey, man, I hate it I got into you. I'm sorry, you know, whatever. It's not going to change the fact, but at least you know, took that step. So that's my mindset. Other drivers have different mindsets.
Jason Hoffman, Cincinnati. Oh, you've been particularly dominant here. Is it something where you like the track, or you just have the magic setup, or what is it?
I don't know. I think it's a lot of different things. You know, I think that being good here, you've got to understand the track and the challenges and things like that. I came here for my first time back in 2003 and won an ARCA race here and won a few Xfinity Series races. Probably should have won a few more Xfinity Series races, but just had crashes or radiator pans fall out or stupid things happen, you know, that then took us out of the running. But we've won our fair share of cup races here as well, too. And JGR's always kind of had this place as a strong suit. You look at Logano and the success that he had here when he was with JGR. So, you know, I think that all those things just kind of go together. And hopefully we can keep that run going for us and our team with Toyota and Snickers and the 18 this week.
Go next to Mark, the gentleman in the blue, and then we'll go to the TV in the back.
Mark Garrow, PRN. Kyle, before the race, it looked like Kyle Larson was like this great predictor of the future, because a couple of weeks before, talk about, since Chicago wasn't in the playoff, you know, wasn't the start of the play, it would be more intense race. And obviously you guys had a great finish. We go to New Hampshire next week. It's not on the playoff schedule anymore. Will that race have a different feel to it, a different intensity to it, like Chicago?
I'm not sure. Ask Larson. He did a good job the first time. We'll see if he can do it again. If he does, he may be the new genie. I don't know. I don't foresee it being much different. I didn't foresee Chicago being much different. You know, I think that you know, Loudon sometimes is a more challenging racetrack to pass people on. There is more time or opportunity for slipping and sliding and contact being made, being a short track, being a flat track. So maybe guys won't care as much, I guess, because it's not in the playoffs and they don't really need notes, per se, to run better there. So when it comes to playoff time. So we'll see.
Go next over here.
Kyle, Eric Smith, Race to Be Online. With how last night's truck race ended, do you foresee tonight's race or tomorrow night's race somebody gambling and not taking any tires in the end?
Absolutely. We're running on hockey pucks, so, you know, they're harder than hard, and you can stay out on tires, and whoever's out front, air matters more than the rubber that meets the road. So, you know, it's challenging racing when you have that, especially in a truck race. The guy that had two tires wasn't able to come through, and even our trucks, when we were trying to pass people towards the end of the race, we got boxed in as well, too. So I think you'll see the same thing Xfinity and Cup.
We'll go next to the gentleman in the back, then to Gary, and then we'll finish up with Eric.
Kent Spencer, WHAS 11. Kyle, with the season that you guys have had so far, is there such a thing in this sport as momentum, and do you feel like you're one of the teams that have it?
I think there is. I think that momentum obviously helps any race team. I think we're kind of seeing it from the 14. They're picking up momentum more and more and more and getting more and more comfortable and running farther up towards the front each and every week, you know. So those guys that already sort of have momentum, they can obviously lose it. You know, we have an opportunity to prove that we didn't lose anything from last week from Daytona. You know, we obviously got the wind taken out of our sails there with the way we've been running, but typically we always go to restrictor plate tracks knowing we're going to crash, so that really doesn't bother us much. We just come back out here for this week for a mile and a half and concentrate on what we can control and what we can do and try to run well here.
Gary?
Gary Graves, Associated Press. Kyle, as dominant as you've been at this track, with Martin's victory last year, do you kind of see a scenario now, indicators that others, you know, have the potential to break through, that it might become more than, say, the Kyle and Brad show at this track?
Absolutely. You know, Martin was super fast here. He was really stellar. So We tested here early last year. He was here for a test. I think I was here for a test. And, you know, we were kind of toe-to-toe in that, and then we were kind of toe-to-toe with lap times and practice and stuff, and it just seemed like in the race they had longevity. They were just able to keep going where we would kind of fall off a little bit and start losing ground after, say, 20 laps or so. But right now through practice so far, again, Martin's good. I'd say the 12 is actually the best right now. So maybe Blaney's got a shot to break through and be pretty fast here too.
Yeah. As a follow-up, how much does it help this year, you know, kind of having a consistent track to race on? No changes, the track is maturing a little bit more?
I mean, every week you go to a racetrack, something's different. The tire's different, the track's different, you know, just different conditions, weather-wise, changing, all that sort of stuff. So as far as it just not being a new repave, yeah, I mean, certainly there's a little bit of a notebook from what you had last year here that can help you for this time rather than just throwing it away for a complete new repave. But, you know, it seems like our car was decent for right now, and we certainly have some room to gain on it and make it better and need to do so.
Eric?
Eric Young with the SuperSpeedway.com over here, Kyle. At lap traffic played a role in the finish at Chicagoland, and there's a pretty wide groove there. Definitely had a little bit of an effect on the truck race last night. What are your expectations as far as lap traffic tonight and tomorrow night? How much will that play in?
It depends on what you're doing. You know, it depends on how the race plays out towards the end. If it's a green-white checkered, I don't think lap traffic's going to mean much, right? So, you know, if it's a long green flag run to the end, then lap traffic's going to be important. And we saw at Chicago how everybody's fighting for every position, for every point that matters for them due to different circumstances with guys needing to make the playoffs or whatever it might be. So, you know, normally the guys that are 4 or 5 laps down, whatever, running in the 20s or 30s, they lay over pretty well and they give you plenty of room. But the guys that are running in the teens that you're coming up to that are still on the tail end of the lead lap, or those that are still having someone within their vicinity that they're racing, they race you a little bit harder. So it's harder to get by those guys. So you got to expect those things and just work through it the best you can and as best you can.
Kyle, thanks for taking the time to join us today. Right. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks.
Thank you.